To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network. Tour set, pop!
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Welcome back to another Mini Mani episode. If you're new to the Mini Mani series, this is a series of miniature episodes where we cover big topics, much like the small, large pairing of Jimin and Namjoon. So these are relevant topics that we want to discuss but aren't able to share in other episodes. Mm-hmm. So today, we're going to be talking about the Run BTS dance practice video.
Yes, we're so excited to get into it. Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast. Before we get into today's mini Mani, we just have to share. Our 200th episode is coming up, and we'll be hosting a free live event via Zoom on December 19th to record episode 200.
Woohoo!
Our episode will cover a timeline of BTS's biggest events and recap those iconic moments through Stanning BTS's history. We're so excited to celebrate 200 episodes live with Iconics and would love for you all to participate in the episode's recording. Do you have a pressing question that you've never heard us answer before? Is there a major BTS moment that you need to hear our thoughts on? Really ask us anything. If you'd like to participate, please email us an audio message to standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. We'll be accepting audio messages through email until Wednesday, December 14th. Through email only, please.
Yes, we're so excited to hear your questions. They're going to be inserted into our live episode, and we'll be answering your questions live. So really looking forward to getting your audio messages and also to be having our first live event.
Yeah, so excited to be recording live with you, Iconics, and hope that you can join us then. Yeah. More details to come.
Yes, more details to come. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the Run BTS dance practice. Just some general background information. This was released on November 13th, 2022, and it was about 2 to 3 weeks after their original performance of Run BTS in Busan. So it feels like this is Run BTS's promotion era.
Yes!
And we're finally getting it. I had talked so much about how I loved Run BTS when it came out, when Proof was released, and couldn't help but to be a little disappointed that there was no promotion around it. You know, they were promoting Yet to Come, which I understood, but I'm like, this is too dang good of a song. Why is it not being promoted?
Yeah.
But it just feels so great that they're getting this time to promote Run BTS. Like, the song deserves it. We love it.
Yeah.
They're also doing TikTok dance practices.
Like a challenge. And I was seeing this all over my For You page. Like, I could not get past it. Every single group, it seemed, underneath HYBE was participating in the Run BTS dance challenge. We saw some Enhypen members. We saw some Les Serafim. It was amazing. I kept sending you every single one because you finally have a fucking TikTok. I was sending you everyone I saw.
I barely have a TikTok, but yes. And we got to see even BTS members do it together, like Yoongi and Jimin. Jungkook did his own challenge on his like Instagram story, but it was super casual and sexy, and it was only up for a brief moment of time, obviously. Yeah. And it's so funny because J-Hope posted like a collage of a bunch of the TikTok challenges that were done, and he didn't put Jungkook's in there, and Jungkook commented like, why not me? Like, why am I not in there? And then not long after, Jungkook and Taeyong both ended up putting out like an official TikTok dance challenge for Run BTS.
Right. And it was amazing.
Oh, so amazing. Yeah.
Loved it. Loved the Taehyung combo there. So let's talk about the iconic dance practice moments. That's what we're talking about. The most iconic moments that we were just drooling and fangirling extra, extra hard over in this video.
Yes.
First of all, Min fucking Yoongi.
Let's go ahead and start big.
From like the beginning.
From the beginning. I mean, he starts it off.
The first instant, you know. God damn, because you see that his hair is pulled up into a bun. Mm-hmm. And so it's just full fucking forehead. And he looks so powerful in this bun.
He's standing on top of this chair. Mm. Chair choreo. A little bit of that in there.
God damn.
Yeah. Then he sits down. And once he sits down, we see that Jungkook is like kind of behind him. And he's like, Yoongi's rubbing his hands together. He's all snarly. And they have Jungkook jump. They like lift Jungkook up and over Yoongi. And once he comes down, he like slaps the floor. And it's just such an entrance. It's such a fantastic start to the song. So much energy is happening here. But Jungkook in this like tracksuit outfit, this like Nike tracksuit outfit, it's just so sexy.
Yeah.
And when he comes up to the front, like during his part, he like takes his hands and rolls it from like the top of his chest down to his hips and like just outlines his body. It's like,
no,
what was the reason? What for? Like, we're already crazy over you, but
just
damn,
overly showing us how on display he is right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then like from Jungkook runs up Taeyong, and they have this amazing like Taehyung interaction. But for me, the first thing that I noticed about Taeyong in this dance practice is the fucking gray sweatpants.
I know.
The loose ass gray sweatpants. He knows what the fuck he's doing, and why is he doing it to us?
I know.
Why is he doing it to us?
Like, these loose baggy pants. It's classic Taeyong. He's always wearing loose pants like this.
Yeah.
But this Taehyung moment is so playful because they go to like do like a little low five, and I'm not entirely sure what happens. It looks like Taeyong either messes with Jungkook or they miss a little bit or something's not quite right. But like their reaction here, like Jungkook's reaction in particular, he's like all bunny smiled, like he looks genuinely shocked and just like
so
in the moment. It reminds me so much of the playful interactions and energies that we got from like previous dance practice videos, like Bepse. And so this Taehyung here is superior. It is the best.
Ugh, I love it. It's classic Bangtan
right
here.
It's classic Bangtan, which I feel like is just almost a theme of this dance practice video.
Just seeing these like images of them, it just warms my heart. So Taehyung. Yeah. I mean, and then right after we have like the Jungkook interactions. And what I particularly love is getting this close-up shot of when they both move forward and they're kind of doing like that squat walk with like their arms around each other.
Right
and
up front.
And I just love how like Jimin pushes his hair back there, but Jungkook is kind of like massive over him. I just love the Jungkook combo right there.
I love this pairing where they're up in front. Like it just looks like they're absolute best friends. They're vibing together. Yeah. I just love this bit of, you know, them crouching, hunched over one another, arms over each other. Super cute.
Yeah.
And then after this, we get, you know, we're getting up to like where the main chorus is going to be hitting us. And J-Hope comes front and center. And I love the choreo where it looks like they're holding onto like a motorcycle, like the like a bike's
handrails.
Yeah. Seeing them out in front like that. And J-Hope is his hands out in front and then leaning back. He just looks so cocky and smooth. Like the confidence is just unreal. I'm telling you, Hobie Palooza changed this man.
Well,
like,
yes.
I mean, maybe he's been this confident and sexy all this time, but like, I don't know. Like, he just seems like he's been unleashed.
But also in this moment, he's like doing a body roll with that throttle. And it like starts with the shoulders and it goes all the way down his body.
Yeah.
That it just, oh God, it's mesmerizing.
Yeah, but how he's leaning back though. Like, the leaning back posture. Ooh, it's hot. And they all look hot here, but like J-Hope front and center.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, but then we get Yoongi's verse. They all kind of break apart. And this is where we can really, really, almost for the first time in the song, appreciate what Min Yoongi has going on in this dance practice.
Yeah.
Like, not, we've talked about his hair already, but like, he looks fucking massive. Mm-hmm. Like, he's wearing this, I don't think it's on, not on purpose that it's a purple, like, coat. It's purple, so why not?
It's a deep purple.
A deep purple.
Yeah.
Not quite indigo, but it's a deep purple. Next week's episode. But it's a deep purple, and his shoulders look huge, and he looks huge. And he's just like owning the whole area, and you see all the backup dancers like in the behind him, like nodding his head. It's just so impactful. Mm-hmm. I could just live for this moment the whole time.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I love his outfit. He does look huge. Mm. This is really where we get to fully appreciate, like, full forehead out, hair in a bun, slight little strand of hair like curling on the side of his
curl.
Cheek.
Yeah, ooh,
a sweaty curl.
Fuck.
Thank you.
Damn. Yeah.
Thank you, Min Yoongi.
Really though.
But after that, then we get Namjoon's verse after Yoongi's verse, and Namjoon is coming out with this like bucket hat. I love this like sliding long sidestepped choreo that he has, especially when he's doing this kind of like chant cheer that I get, you know.
For sure. Mm-hmm. The big impactful movements like really match that cheer.
Yeah. I also just think it reflects his dance style too. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives me kind of like boy with love kind of vibes from him. So.
I love this bucket hat. It throws me back to Mic Drop.
Right?
Like, I love fucking seeing him in a bucket hat. I don't know the last time that I really did. So
This is when he has like one of the handkerchiefs in his pocket, and then he brings out this handkerchief and throws it up overhead. That like goes, and Taeyang and Jin's part comes next, and they go and catch it.
Yeah, it's cool that this handkerchief gets passed around, and here in the dance practice, we really get to see how much it's traveling, and it made us think about like No More Dream and like the hat trick dance in the choreography.
There's a lot of theories going around from ARMYs about the significance of this handkerchief and just like the eras of BTS.
Yeah. It feels very BTS.
It does.
They've used handkerchiefs very like often in their like in their past like photo shoots or eras or whatever.
Yeah.
I think this Taejin moment is also really, really cute.
It made me even think a little bit about that that argument that they had had years ago over choreography, and just to see them have this little bit here together. We love this pairing so, so much. So to see this great Taejin moment, but after that, Jin, we get like the first like shot of him up close, and his hair is so fluffy and soft. Like, it's really, really fluffy.
It's like the astronaut.
It is like the astronaut, but in the astronaut, he had a wig. So
I know.
I'm like, I don't think this is a wig.
No,
like,
this is his hair.
It's just a dance practice. So it's his hair. It's just fluffy and gorgeous and voluminous. Like, it's just, oh, perfect. Damn. But seeing him get up close, like, the camera's right up in his face. Ooh, he just like this angle. His chin is up. He looks confident. His voice
so
is gorgeous during this part of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks like...
I also love the maroon. The maroon is also giving me... You know how like the brown suit in DNA?
Yes.
And I'm like, damn, Jin needs to wear brown more often. This like maroon color on him is serving the same aesthetic.
Yeah, it looks good with his lips and with his hair.
Yeah.
But like, he looks so hot right here. Just like this moment when he's closest to the camera, his facial expression is so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know that he's really supposed to be super sexy here necessarily, but man, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I see the throat and just veins. And yeah, there's a lot going on.
The lips.
The hair, all of it.
Oh God. But then coming back for us again, Min fucking Yoongi. Like, this
he
is
had a mission. He had to have had a mission going into this.
Oh yeah. The mission was to kill us all.
Yeah.
Because he then has like the front and center choreo for the fucking chorus.
The chorus.
So he's doing the run, bulletproof run, and he's doing the revving of the engine that J-Hope was doing. Oh, and he fucking kills it. I mean, you know he does, but he's like out for blood. Like, he's glaring.
Out for blood. It's the snarling. He has like the smirk on his face. Everyone knows it's like Agassi is here. Like, that's what's happening.
That's the
it's
energy.
Not Suga.
It's the just, vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much snarling. What for? Why? It's
just, all the snarling.
Oh, I'm appreciative but angry at the same time.
Hey Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes.
Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then right after his part is when they have like a small, tiny little dance with Jimin at the front. I don't know why, but you know he had to just throw this in. He just pushes all of his hair back. Mm-hmm. Just pushes it all back, exposes the full forehead. Classic Jimin.
Yeah.
Just right before he gets into his dance. It's almost like his little warm-up move.
It's
like,
intentional.
Yeah.
He took that moment, right, yeah, to push his hair back.
Right. It's like, you know, someone like cracking their neck right before mm-hmm. they get into something. That's like his...
And his warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goddamn. It's iconic.
Yeah, his warm-up into ruining all of us. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's a big part for him.
It's a big moment.
Because this is where
his front and center.
Front and center. Mm-hmm. The dance, the backup dancers are there, and the guy, like, in front of him throws his hoodie off, and
right,
that's when Jimin grabs kind of hold like, of the sleeves.
Like handlebars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He kills it. He owns it. He looks so fucking good. I love how much he's like flipping his hair all over the place. And then like also his sweater is going everywhere.
Yeah.
And his sweater has like gaping holes in it. So much through this entire dance practice, you see like his entire torso, like his whole chest, everything going on. All of his tattoos, just...
Nip. Yeah. We get nip
stomach
flats.
Nips. Yeah, yeah. Everything. It's
lots
it's a blessing.
Of Nevermind tattoo flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of it.
Lots and of his tummy. Hair, soft tummy. He looks
soft
healthy.
Tummy. He does look yeah. healthy. And his hair is like over his eyes for mm-hmm. the most part, except for when he like is running his hands through his hair, which is frequent in this dance practice. He's driving us all insane.
He's insane.
But he has this moment, and then it goes into the bridge for J-Hope's bridge. And we've talked about how we love J-Hope controlling the choreography.
Mm.
And he's in the center. We can't see any of the BTS members. They actually take a little rest break in the back of the dance practice mm-hmm. studio. And you see all of the dance practice or the backup dancers. They take all of their like hoodies off and they have just like their undershirts on now. And you really get to see how every move that J-Hope makes in the center, it's causing this ripple effect out into all of the dancers there with him. And the camera work is just so fantastic
yeah.
because it zooms in as J-Hope comes up to the like front. It's, he's like walking
yes.
towards the camera and the camera is coming towards him. And it's just this really badass shot of
mm-hmm.
him. Like he's got like a baseball hat on backwards, like
yeah.
a cap on backwards.
Already hot.
Already hot. We've got forehead. We've got... just really serious, sexy Hoseok coming to the front here, being like,
Jay.
These are my, it's Jay.
It's
he's like,
Jay.
These are my members, which is just such a neat part of the song that we've
yeah.
always talked about. And
yeah.
so because of this close-up shot of him, you start to like get to see the members appear from behind him as they call their name.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see the close-up of like what they're doing because
yeah.
like you pointed out, this is amazing camera work. This is not the same camera work that we saw at the Run BTS Live in Busan. Like
yeah.
they had great camera work, but it was not this. Like this is almost like music video quality camera work that they're giving mm-hmm. to us in this dance practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
It feels like a music video.
Yeah.
So Namjoon comes out, he like kind of just like waves at us. We see Jimin come out and he has his like, he kind of just like
he
pulls
his hair back again.
He
like
pulls his hair
yeah,
back.
Wrecking
yeah.
again.
Wrecking us with his hair.
Yeah.
We see Yoongi come out from the side and he's like already starting to snarl again. That man is just snarling every second in this video. We see Jin who kind of like comes out and points his like finger up to this up to the sky, like, I don't know, while looking at his members. Right. It's so great. I think Taeyong is just, he comes out he and comes does out, he does some signature move too. Looking always. They all look very cocky.
That's, and then Jungkook like slaps his hands on J-Hope's shoulders too as he's coming out from behind him, right?
Yeah. I think Jungkook's entrance is my favorite because he's the last one to come out and it looks like he's congratulating Hobie too.
Yeah.
Like Hoseok is really giving a shout out to all his members and it looks like Jungkook is acknowledging J-Hope there by hitting his shoulders.
Yeah.
Super cool. And then he does a little okay sign.
Yeah. So cute. I love this kind of closer shot of this moment that I think is like the best moment in the whole choreography.
Yeah. And then they all come together and put their hands in a circle, just like how they shout Bangtan before they go out on stage for any concert. So right. You really see the cohesiveness, the teamwork.
The team.
Yeah, which is what a lot of this song is about, you know? So it's just, the choreo is perfect. I love this dance practice that we get to see all these like little details that we all couldn't exactly see at the Busan concert.
Yeah. And I mean, like, there is no shortage of seconds and instants that are just iconic. They look so good. They look so fine. Like, we could watch this dance practice once for every member at half speed.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Be fully entertained the whole
time. Oh, my God. Because, like, I dare you to pause at any moment in this dance practice and you will be wrecked. Mm-hmm. You will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are.
You know, there's, like, really old videos of, like, things that you missed in certain dance practice videos. That's what we need for this because this has all those little fine details that you could just fangirl about.
Literally, like, somebody make that video.
Yeah. Maybe I'm sure it exists somewhere.
We should find.
Yeah.
So like at the end of this choreography is Namjoon's part, the Run Beautiful, where he's in the back on a chair and the rest of BTS is kind of framing him towards the front in like a V section. Mm-hmm. And what I really noticed about this, the very first Run Beautiful that said, they're all obviously going so hard, but Jimin right there, he says Run Beautiful like with his whole chest. Like, I mean, his expression is just.
Does he just mouth it or like.
Yeah, but he's like yelling it. Yeah, he's like yelling. I mean, you could probably hear him in the actual recording of him saying it.
Well,
but
you can hear the backup dancers chanting too. Like, you know, like that it brings you into, this isn't just a video, like their audio is playing too. And you can hear the backup dancers and probably BTS members like chanting to like hype each other for this like really intense epic ending.
Yeah. I just love that.
Yeah.
He didn't do it the whole time and it wasn't like all the other members were necessarily chanting the whole time. Like the backup dancers were, but I love that. Like he felt intentionally he needed to say that first time. He just went
run beautiful
and just loved it.
Yeah
Obviously I love Namjoon controlling the choreo back here. It's not often that Namjoon is the one controlling the choreo.
I know, on top of this platform, you know, just our leader man
on a platform.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, the camera work works really well here too because they kind of zoom in, zoom out, and we kind of see the whole scope of things.
And then they end the performance with their classic Bangtan gun pose that they do. Couldn't help but to notice that if you look over at Taeyong on the far left, he does these like little tiny handguns. It's super cute.
So cute. Like at very Jimin. Very silly. They're like facing each other almost at the very
they
end
are.
Of this.
Yeah. It's just a blessing to have gotten this dance practice. Overall, our thoughts are just, it's great camera work. It felt dynamic. It felt like you were in the room. Yeah. You also get to see the facial expressions. Like, I really appreciate getting to see Min Yoongi snarling up close and his forehead. Like, he's just, he looks
immaculate.
Malicious. He looks malicious. Like, I swear there are devil horns coming out of his temples. Like, he just, Min Yoongi, all of ARMY was just, like, collectively losing their shit.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the camera work. I know that you don't get to see the choreo, maybe, like, the full, like, kind of distant stationary camera where you can appreciate how it all looks, but I kind of appreciate the moving camera.
Me too, because if we're like, if this is all of Run that we're getting, I love getting this like music video style of camera work here because it makes every moment like you can see so much more, almost even if you're not seeing the whole like wide scope.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that. I love what we got here.
Yeah.
I feel like you said, it's very classic Bangtan, and I feel like these Run promotions are coming at a perfect time right before Jinin enlists also. Like, I love getting this dance practice as like another additional thing before he enlists, and it really feels like you had sent me a message about a HYBE briefing. And
yeah, they had a HYBE briefing.
Yeah, HYBE had a briefing recently. And in their briefing, they said that this Run BTS performance could be a consolation prize for fans who missed the powerful performance of BTS back in the days. And that really resonated.
It really resonated, especially with me. And I texted you, I'm like, am I an ARMY from back in the day? Like, is that... But we have been around since 2017. Mm-hmm. And so we got to see like the mic drop performance at Mama. You know, we got to see this very powerful, cocky, all of just the visuals and facial expressions and high energy. Oh, yeah. And that this performance really delivered that. And I know that that's not always where BTS is nowadays, mm-hmm. you know, but it was pretty sweet to get this, especially before Jin and Liz. Yeah. It was worth the wait.
For sure.
I really wanted it back in June, but it's just made it so much sweeter to have it now.
Wow. I'm so glad you feel that way. Mm-hmm. I feel like we can say it's the best dance practice video of all time.
I think it's the best.
It's the best.
I think it like, outbeats
they
Bepsay.
Work so fucking hard. Oh, it's better than Bepsay.
The dance practice is fantastic. Yeah. And there's so many really great, like, I think old school BTS dance practices, but this one takes the cake.
Yeah. I think it was so nostalgic to see them in this way again. And we're just so, so proud of them.
We are proud of them.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So thank you, BTS, for your amazing Run BTS dance practice video.
Yes, and for your
all of
high
your hard
energy
work.
Yes. And your love for ARMY. It shows a lot in this.
Yes, we love you so, so much. And we love you, Iconics, Bora Hey. And really, thank you for listening to our mini Moni. We want to say a special thanks to our VIP supporters on Patreon, our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, Holly, and Sophia. Thank you guys so, so much. We love you so much. And we'll talk to you guys soon. We cannot wait to cover Indigo, Namjoon's album, next week with you.
Yeah, episode 199 will be about Indigo, and then our 200th.
Yep.
And it'll be like the end of the year.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
Yeah. Woo-woo. Thanks. All right.
All right.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Bora hey.
Bora hey. Bye.